Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Dallas Mavericks did something really cool last night. If you've listened to the Ben and Skin Show for a long time, you've heard us have on a guest named Bobbito Garcia. And we had him on, what, guys, it's been probably been 2 months ago when his he did a documentary called Rock Rubber 45s. And the reason it's unique is that it was a autobiographical documentary. He made a movie about himself and his life. And we were talking about this earlier. People write autobiographies all the time, or they'll do it with a co-writer. Well, think about how you consume stuff and how much things have changed. Instead of writing an autobiography, he made a movie about himself. And the Mavericks sponsored a screening of it in Dallas last night at the Alamo Draft House. The whole show went. KT was there. Ben was there. Shippy back at the station was there. There was some high school students. There was there's some sneakerheads because he's a big fixture on the sneaker scene. It was a really fun crowd, and you guys got to see the movie last night, and he did a Q&A afterwards. Just first of all, Ben, I'd like to get your thoughts on what you thought going in and what you actually saw.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect. I saw the clip where Michael Rapaport, and there's a lot of big-time celebrities in this, like Rosie Perez and all sorts of folks, and I'm thinking – Michael Rapaport was like, man, I want to do a documentary on him, but he went ahead and did one on himself. And I didn't know what to expect. I just knew that Bobbito is one of the most original, creative, multifaceted, multi-talented humans I've ever known. Like, he's really knowledgeable about the nuance involved in a million different nerdy areas. And he's brilliant. And so he's also a guy who's fearless. If he wants to do something, he doesn't sit here and talk about it. He just goes and does it. And he's globally recognized as a guy with impeccable taste. So much so that, you know, some of the innovations he came up with sneaker gear, you know, by painting his own shoes, you know, have helped shoe companies make billions and billions of dollars. So he's an amazing human being. I'm already knowledgeable about him to a degree, or aware of him, so I couldn't wait to see it. After seeing it, you know, I was really impressed because, and he said with the Q&A with you afterwards, he could have made a 90-minute movie about his best hits, and it would have just been an infomercial for him.
Right.
He didn't do that. I mean, he shared a bunch of personal stuff, like sexual abuse that happened to him as a child that impacted his life, and bullying that impacted his life, and kind of an a-hole coach who impacted his life. And it definitely wasn't all of his best moments, but I thought it was really cool. And in this day and age, you know, to again, you know, not writing an autobiography, just making a writing and producing and directing your own documentary about your life and being truthful and real with it, which is the key.
Right.
And man, I think it was a really special film, and I think it's going to be awesome for his son. He has a son, right?
2.5 or 3, something like that.
When his son,
maybe older.
When his son grows up and watches that, he'll know his father so well. And
right.
Like, I wish that there was a documentary about my dad that I could go watch right now that that I knew that it was authentic because it came from him.
Two things about that really jump out is, or for me at least, so everyone can go watch Rock Rubber 45s. Documentaries oftentimes are very slow-paced.
Yeah.
This was not. It was over before you knew it. I was like, oh, it's over? I looked down on my phone. I was like, oh, crap. That was 90 minutes. Wow.
That's a good sign.
That was fast.
Yeah.
And then also, not everyone can just go tell stories of their old high school or college basketball days.
Right.
Okay? And it'd be interesting.
Right.
And that was very captivating. And then the details of it, you just got to watch the movie. We don't have time to get into it, but it's incredible.
There was, to your point, KT, there is a Rock Rubber 45s. You can go download it, you know, through all the normal platforms. And we would really encourage you to do it. And I really think, you know, it's a great movie to watch for kids. There was a couple girls there from Booker T. Washington, the performing arts school, and they had great questions in the Q&A because you could tell they were genuinely moved by the movie and looking for inspiration after you've been knocked down. You know, Bobbito worked for Def Jam Records and worked his way up and had a good job. And in, I think the year was 91, he said, he quit the job because he thought they started to release what he thought was just whack music. And he's like, I can't attach myself to this music. So even though this is the best job I've had, I'm sorry, I'm quitting. Thank you for everything you've done for me. Because I can't call someone and tell them to play this whack record. and he didn't have a job lined up. But that's what he's always done, is he believes in himself, and he's not going to let anything, you know, we get into this talk of your brand, he's not going to let anything ruin his brand of what he believes in and authenticity and culture and these sorts of things. But as I've seen the movie a couple times now, so at the end of the screening, I could tell it was winding down. I was kind of getting things ready to set chairs up and whatever and do the screening, and I'm standing in the hallway and or the side of the movie, and Bobbito is actually sitting one row up with a hoodie on, so you can't really tell it's him. And he came in at the end of the film. And I'm standing next to an usher, you know, a guy that just works here at Alamo. And there's a lot of revelations in this movie, but you talked about how his experiences playing at Wesleyan University, how it really hurt him. And the last movie he made a documentary about a legendary radio show that he was involved in. And when they screened it at Wesleyan, he got up there to talk and, you know, really impacted him. And the dude standing next to me goes, like he gasped. Like, it was that moment that you're talking about where it's like he was genuinely moved by what he saw.
Yeah.
So I thought that was great. And then afterwards, we went upstairs and threw a big party. But I was just really pleased that the Mavericks got behind this. And the reason that they did is because Cynthia Marshall, I was at their, you know, offices recording a podcast, and I started telling her about it. And she goes, we want in. We want to be involved. We want to present it. This is the kind of thing that we want people to see. And you know, this is what we're about. We're about people telling their stories and being real and being authentic. That's a pretty cool thing for an organization to do.
Yeah, and you know, it's this is going to sound dark, but you know, like sometimes a funeral can be inspiring,
right?
Because if it's a really interesting person that led an awesome life, I'm not talking about some jerk who everyone's glad he passed or whatever. I'm saying somebody who lived an incredible life. It can be inspiring because, you know, it's a celebration of life. It's a celebration of their life. And so you leave going, wow, I'm inspired to go be better, to think bolder, to go for things, to realize, man, I haven't done anything that these people have done. You know, and it was kind of like that. I'm not saying it's his eulogy. Obviously, he's got many more years to go, but it's his life story.
Right.
And he had accomplished so much, and he'd risked so much, and he had lost so much, but gained way more than he lost. And it was really inspiring in that regard. And I think anytime you can find any art of any kind that inspires you to go live a better life or a different life or to think differently, then it's worth your time. That's what art's all about. And so, you know, that really had that impact on me. I thought about it. I consumed it. I think it'll make me a better human for having had watched it. And I don't know if that's the right grammar, but for having watched it. So, you know, I would just say, go watch this movie. Go download it on iTunes if you can. Rock Rubber 45s. It's groundbreaking in terms of making your own documentary. I know of no one having ever done this before.
I didn't either. I'd mentioned that to him. He goes, no, there's a couple others, but I'd never heard of it.
No. We got about a minute and a half. Do we have time to talk about this J-Lo thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You've got
to
tell this, Ben.
All right, so my neighbor. I brought a couple dudes that I roll with.
My neighbor?
The Delgados, Aramis and Oliver Delgado. They're a couple of my buddies. They're of Puerto Rican descent, and they, you know, lived in New York, and they lived some in Puerto Rico, and they love hip-hop, and they grew up in the boogie-down Bronx. And you know, at one point, they got to be, like, dancing in a rap video of some dude from their neighborhood for 3 seconds. And so that's their claim to fame, and they would always laugh about it. And anyways, Aramis, when he was growing up, was, like, a youth clothes catalog model.
And so
he was kind of a big deal.
Okay.
Like in the Bronx, he was a superstar at his middle school or whatever, because he was
awesome.
Like he was modeling in catalogs.
That's
for
so
clothing
great.
And stuff. So he was a big deal. Well, he's in eighth grade, and there's this girl that has a crush on him. Now, this girl's mom is the PE teacher. Well, if you fast forward in life, that girl is J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez. And so he dated her.
Ginny from the block?
Yes. He dated her in eighth and ninth grade and then dumped her for this other girl.
Oh, my God.
And he talked about this one point where she was really into him, and she came back, and he was like, yeah, I kind of blew her off because he was busy playing basketball. I didn't really want to talk to her. And I was like, you blew her off literally on the block. Ginny from the block, you blew her off. And it's not something he brags about. He's very embarrassed talking about it, but his brother was throwing him under the bus all day on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, yeah, he literally dated J-Lo.
They talked about being in PE class, though, and J-Lo's mom's their PE teacher or their gym teacher or whatever. and how gorgeous she was and how she had a great butt.
they said she had the biggest butt ever. They couldn't figure out how her mom got her butt that big.
She would have to tell them, yes, stop looking at my butt.
You need to find a good butt doctor.
Yeah, J-Lo's mom would tell him, hey, quit looking at my butt.
That's so great. And Ben,
those guys are awesome.
Dude, they outlasted you last night.
I know.
So Bobbito spun afterwards. And one of the things that was cool is there's a lot of folks from the Dallas, Puerto Rican community that were there, including J.J. Barea's mom and dad were there. But, dude, you guys all stayed late.
Hey, J.J.
I couldn't believe how late you stayed. I really appreciated the support. You went home late. You're boys that live up with you, they stayed till the very end.
I went and told them, I go, guys, I got to go. I got a long drive. And they looked at me like, what are you talking about? One of my drives to your neighborhood. The other one lives a little bit further north than me. But it was funny, man. But the music was so good.
It was great, dude.
Who was DJing?
At first, it was my buddy Chad. He goes by High C. And he actually travels a lot and has an incredible Latin funk, soul, boogaloo, Latin music collection. So he was a great person to spend with Bobbito, so he spun first, and then Bobbito got on the decks.
Okay, and Luke was there, too.
Luke was there, too, from Josie Records.
Josie
Records. At the very beginning.
God, Josie, man, it was an amazing... Dude, bravo, Skin.
Hey,
great
thank
event,
you guys
dude.
For being
Bobbito,
there, man.
The Mavericks, Josie Records, everybody involved. It was a spectacular thing. If you missed out, you didn't go out, bro, you missed out. It was awesome. Go download Rock Rubber 45s on iTunes. It's well worth whatever you got to pay to watch it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.